Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for more bathroom break time with me. I'm Jay Schwedelson from Guru Media Hub and subjectline.com. We got Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials, and we just have so much more to share about LinkedIn and LinkedIn growth because people think it's hard to do. People think it's impossible to do, but really there's just some behind the curtain stuff that makes it all work. So I'm going to toss this over to Daniel, but Daniel, I want to tee up the first topic about growing LinkedIn, which is what people ask all the time. When should people post? Is there a magic time that people should be posting?
I think there's no magic hour. I think there's times not to post. What I've seen, and this is from my experience only, it might work for some, so test it. I always say test. We say that about emails too, but always test, is posting it early in the morning, EST, from about 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. is a pretty good sweet spot for EST. You can even go to like 9 a.m. I think there's that window in the morning. Because in the middle of the day, just think of people who use LinkedIn are usually starting the day earlier, or they get busy during the middle of the day. They don't have enough time to scroll. So middle of the day is usually the worst engagement I've seen, at least from my audience. And then an underrated time is at night, because what happens is a lot of people don't post at night. So what happens is you get that trail off from people who are waking up in the morning and also people who are night scrolling. So you get two different types of audiences coming to that. And also you also get some international people too that want, who are awake and say Australia or other places in the world where they are awake at that time. So nighttime is also a great time to post.
And first of all, let me tell you why Daniel's a good person to listen to about posting and all. So his Marketing Millennial page is about 980,000 followers, and his personal page, I don't know, is like 150,000 or more followers. So the guy knows what he's talking about. And the other thing about posting at night, or let's say on the weekends, you may get less engagement numbers. You may get less likes, less comments, less reposts. But, and I think people don't realize this, they're different people, meaning that the people that, to Daniel's point, you know, comment and like and repost whatever at night or on the weekends, they may not be people that actually go on during the day. So even though your engagement numbers may be lower potentially, you're reaching a population of people that you otherwise aren't reaching. And so it's not always about the number of engagements. It could be about the different people that you're now getting exposed to. So you really want to be posting at all sorts of different times and days and all of this stuff. So Daniel, what else? How else do we grow?
One thing that will help you win more is consistency and posting more than you think you need to post. What I mean by that, LinkedIn is one channel where you 1 to 2 a day, I recommend. Other channels like Instagram and Twitter, you can post a little more. Like Twitter, you can post 5 to 10 times a day. Instagram, you can post 3 to 5 times a day. The algorithm doesn't ding you really hard for that, but LinkedIn, for some reason, doesn't like you posting. But actually, the company page, it doesn't ding you as hard, which is a fun fact. I don't know why.
What do you mean it doesn't ding you on the company? What are you talking about, reposting?
I post in the middle of the day on my company page and it still gets engagement, but I do the same thing my personal brand and it'll get no engagement. So I think they, in the middle of the day, they know, I don't know why, but they just don't ding companies for posting more than 2 to 3 posts a day. I think they ding people for doing that.
Let me ask you a random question. What do you think about reposting your own post?
It's like a retweet, and retweets are good. I used to do this as a strategy on Twitter, and it still works. It's harder to do on LinkedIn, but every 2 hours, I would retweet my own tweet to get it back in the algorithm and then let it sit for an hour, then unretweet it and then retweet it again like 3 or 4 times. And it would get back in the algorithm, get back into the algorithm, and it would get more and more engagement and views that way. It depends if you only do, if you're doing one post a day, I would do it. If you're doing 2 posts a day, it might ding the second post. So I think reposting is good. But I think the way LinkedIn is set up now, it's liking people reposting things more than it ever has. Before it was seen as just a nonsensical feature. I don't know why it existed. But now it's actually a great feature that they have that helps you boost your posts. So for example, if you're promoting an event, it might be good to repost it a little more to get something, or if you have some sort of thing that you want to get in the algorithm more. But I don't think it's necessary for a post that you're just trying to get engagements and followers off of.
So what are we missing? What else do we need to be doing to get our LinkedIn out there, or that we maybe shouldn't be doing?
The one thing I like to say for all social, but LinkedIn especially when you're starting, is unscalable things scale. And I know that is kind of like an oxymoron a little bit for saying something like that. But what I mean by that is, when I started posting on LinkedIn, what I would do is I bookmarked the 20 people in my industry that posted a lot on LinkedIn. And what I did then is I would go, every time they posted, I got a notification, and I would go comment right away. It's trend tracking, basically. If a post is going to get likes, you're going to be seen early in the comments by people and get more followers that way. And also, if you're adding comments that are valuable, people are going to like that, and you can use that for your own content. So it's a good way to test out content. And number 3, what I would do is I would go scroll of the people who commented or liked, see who was in my target audience, and I would go send a 10 to 15 LinkedIn requests a day and say, hey, I see that you like marketing and you're an expert in the industry. I post a lot about marketing on LinkedIn. I know you probably post. This is probably a bad DM. I gotta go look what I said before. But back in the day, I did say some lame things. But I got those people to connect with me. And since they were active on LinkedIn, I knew that they would, and they are active commenters and likers on LinkedIn. I knew if I posted something that was above average in the feed, they would come back to my post and like it. So I did that for months and months and months to grow my initial base of target audience. And then it started organically happening that they were liking my posts, and that got more and more in the feed. And then I didn't have to do it as much, but it's a good strategy when you're getting started to grow your LinkedIn following.
I learned something from both of our friend Daniel Disney. He's from The Daily Sales. He taught me something that kind of blew my mind, which was, if you want to connect with somebody that maybe is really high up, let's say you want to connect with like a CMO or something, or a senior vice president of marketing, but if you send them a connection request, they may just be like, nah, I don't want to connect with you, whatever. But if you go ahead, let's say it's company XYZ, and you check out some lower level people that are maybe marketing managers or assistant directors of whatever at the same company, and you go and you find their content and you like and comment on their content, and then you connect with some of the people that are lower level than the senior vice president of marketing or the CMO, and you get connected with them. When you send the connection request to that CMO after you've connected with some of the lower level people at the same company, when the CMO gets it, they get to see that the common connections are there. Oh, this person's connected with 7 other people at my company that I know. I'll accept it. It is a secret sauce way to be able to connect with really high level people that otherwise might just reject you outright.
It's social proof.
Yeah.
I think people want to see that you are connected with people. I honestly connect with people that I see have a lot of connections with me. It looks weird that if someone only has like one connection with me and I really don't know why I added that connection in the first place, I get a little hesitant on adding them back unless they send me a good little note that I will entices me to follow them. But I think it's just how humans at work. It's social proof. Just how Ari does this with Ari, my wife. She does this with when we go on vacation or to look at restaurants and stuff. What she'll do is she'll go and look at their Instagram and see if any of her followers or celebrities are like that restaurant or follow that restaurant. And that's her indicator if it's a good restaurant or a good hotel or a good store or a good brand to buy. By who, if her followers are following it.
So here's the secret. You want Daniel to accept your connection request. All you have to do is DM him saying, I love the bathroom break. It is amazing. An instant accept, 100% rate. Right?
Instant. It will, 100%. If you say you love this show, and if you add that you love Jay's hairdo, that's guarantee accept.
But by the way, in general, that is how you get people to accept. You appeal to their ego, right? I love your podcast. I love your newsletter. I love the article you just wrote. I love the post you just put up. You appeal to their ego, and because everybody has an ego, and instantly be like, oh yeah, I'll accept that. It's better than saying, I recognize that you're a digital expert or your company is doing great things. Who cares? Appeal to their personal ego, right?
Be specific with it too. I know we're adding, but be specific with it because saying I love your content is very broad.
Yeah.
Saying like you liked this post about X, Y, and Z and it resonated you for this reason is better than saying, oh, I love your content. Let's connect. Saying you like bathroom breaks and you listen to this episode, we'll accept it. Me and Jay will both accept it.
Well, speaking of liking this episode, we hope that you do. We got more coming up. Each week we're dropping these, so stay tuned for more. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye. I need to go to the bathroom.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.